Is the three kinds of debts of Paul.
今天早上我想跟大家分享的题目是保罗的三种债。
We all have some kind of debts in our life.
我们人生中有时候会欠债。
For example,
举例来说、
When you apply for a credit card, every month you incur some credit card debt.
假设我们申请了一张信用卡，那我们每个月就是欠着信用卡公司的债。
If you don't clear it out at the month end, you incur more debt.
如果你在月底的时候没有把钱付清的话，那你就欠了更多的债。
The interest is quite remarkable.
因为利息很高。
About 30%.
大概在13%。
30%
左右。
So that's why many people keep borrowing using credit card. They end up in financial crisis.
那就是为什么有些人一直刷卡就有很大的卡债的问题。
If you want to buy a house,
那么想要买一间房子。
Unless you are very rich, you pay cash. Otherwise, most of us don't have a mortgage.
除非我们真的是很有钱可以用现金来买房，但是大部分我们都得付贷款。
This debt have to be repaid in 20-30 years time period.
那这个贷款呢，我们在20-30年之后得把它付清。
Every month.We got a statement remind you how much you owe.
那每个月我们会接到账单，提醒我们还欠银行多少钱。
If you run a business,
如果我们有开一家公司
，and of course you have to talk to the bank to give you loan so that you can do business transaction.
那当然得跟银行来协调，来跟他们贷款。
And your liability is always on your balance sheet.
那你欠多少钱，永远都是在你的财务报表上。
Whenever there's debt.The debt has to be repaid, otherwise you will be in serious trouble.
不管怎么样，只要有人欠债，你就得还钱，不然就会有很大的问题。
Recently, if you look at the newspaper, it talks about two countries.
那我们如果最近有在看报纸，你就有看到有两个国家。
First, talk about Greece.
我们先谈希腊。
Greece has incurred a lot of national debts.
这希腊的国债很高。
He tried to solve the problem.
他们想要解决这个问题
，But they cannot.
但他们没有办法。
And they keep borrowing even more.
那他们只能一直在继续跟别人借钱。
And they go to the brink of financial collapse.
然后他们现在已经经济快要垮了。
And of course, a last-minute deal is EU is going to give them even more loan, but more heavier restriction.
那当然，现在欧盟只能再继续跟他借他们钱，让他们就欠的又更多。
The debt is billions, hundreds of billions of dollars.
他们欠了好几百亿。
And in China, many people in the past speculate in the stock market.
那在中国，过去几年来，大家都在看着股市。
Not only that people invest what they have.
那大家并不是只是把自己有的钱投进去。
But also people invest what they don't have.
他们甚至还会借钱来投资。
They use margin financial options to invest in the stock market.
他们可能会用放空这种借钱的方式跟银行借钱来继续投资。
And after the financial market, the stock market collapsed, many people own huge debts.
但是在股市垮了之后，很多人都付上了巨债。
Many people are in serious trouble.
很多人他们人生都有很大的问题。
So debt is always around us.In our life.
在我们人生中永远都有着欠债的问题。
When you have debts, you have to repay it. Otherwise, you will not have peace. You will not have joy.
如果我们欠债的话，就必须要把这个还清，不然我们人生中就没有平安，没有喜乐。
Debts will give us trouble.
因为债会带来麻烦。
Of course, there are monetary debts.
当然，这债当然有欠钱的债。
But in the Bible, it tells us that there are debts more than just money can count.
但是在圣经里面告诉我们，还有其他不是跟用金钱来衡量的债务。
In the book of Romans, if we study this book, we can find out that Paul mentioned about that every one of us has three kinds of debts that we have to deal with.
如果我们有读罗马书的话，你会发现保罗提到了我们三种人生中的债。
So let's see what they are and how can we repay those.
那我们现在来看到底是哪些债，那我们要如何还清。
First, let's turn to the book of Romans.
我们现在翻开罗马书。
Chapter 3.
罗马书三章。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书三章。
Verse 23.
23节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Here tell us the first things that the people in this world owe God is the debt of sin.
我们这里看到第一种世人欠这神的罪就是的债就是我们犯的罪。
He said, "All men have sinned and they fall short of the glory of God."
这里告诉我们，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Let's look at us human beings. What is the difference between us and the animal you see in the zoo?
我们现在如果看来比较，我们人类跟在动物园看到动物有什么差别
？You go to the pet shop, you see some puppies very cute.What is the difference between us and them?
如果你去宠物店，你可以看到卖一些小狗很可爱。那我们跟那些小狗有什么不一样？
So of course there are fundamental differences.
当然，我们有很基本上的差异。
There are similarity.
当然也有相同的地方。
We eat food, they eat food.
我们需要吃东西，他们也需要吃东西。
We produce offspring, they produce offspring.
我们也会下一代，他们也会有下一代。
We want funny things, they also enjoy funny tricks.
我们喜欢给我们带我们欢乐的东西，他们也一样。
But what are the difference between us and animals?
那我们跟动物之间的差别到底在哪？
The Bible gives us a very clear difference.
那是圣经告诉我们，我们有一个非常清楚的差异。
We human being, when we were made in God's image.
我们当人被造、被神造出来的时候，我们是借照着神的形象所造的。
An animal, when they were made, they didn't have this image.
那在神在造动物的时候，并没有这个形象。
They have their own physical form, of course.
当然，他们有自己的形象。
They look cute, they look fierce, they look big.
有的看起来很可爱，有的看起来很勇猛。
But they don't have.The image of God.
但是他们并没有神的形象。
They only have animal instinct.
他们只有动物的直觉。
That means when they need to eat, they must eat, even though they have to kill others.
对他们来说，需要吃的时候就必须要狩猎。
They don't care what other animal is or how they feel.
他们不管其他动物的想法是怎么样。
When they need to mate, when there's a season, they must mate immediately, openly, outside.
当然，当他们如果是在交配的季节，他们立刻就有这种需要。
They don't care who the opposite is and whether people are watching or not.
他们不在乎对方是谁，或是有没有人在看。
They don't have shame.
对他们讲没有羞耻的问题。
They don't have conscience.
他们没有自我的思考，没有良心。
They don't care what is right and wrong because it's not in their mind, it's not in their system.
对他们来说，对跟错没有什么，没有这样子的问题，因为他们心里没有这种想法。
Human being will make different.
但是人造出来是不一样的。
Because we were made under the guidance, under the image of God.
因为我们是以神的形象做参考做造出来的。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
This means it's without sin.
对他，所以神没有罪。
So our life is supposed to be without sin.
所以我们的人生也应该要没有罪。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
So if we make under His image, our lives, our society is supposed to be righteous.
如果我们是照着他的形象所造，那我们也应该是公义的。
God is love.
神是爱。
If we are made under His image,
我们如果是盯着他的形象所造，
our life, our society, our family is supposed to be full of love.
那我们的人生，这个社会都应该要充满了爱。
Because we were made under the exact image of God.
因为我们是借着他的形象所造的。
However, when sin entered the world,
但是当罪进入了这个世界，
things has changed.
这个世界就改变了。
We are failing to reflect the glory image of God.
我们再也没有办法。有照出神的荣耀来。
Just like a mirror.
就像一个镜子。
A perfect mirror can reflect the light from outside.
一个完美的镜子可以忠实的呈现外面的景象。
But if this mirror is smashed and it's broken of a big piece is falling on the ground.
但是如果这个镜子是破的。
Then,
碎到地上。
That mirror cannot reflect the light.
但是那这个镜子就没有办法照出光来。
Today, why we are living in so much trouble and distress in the society.
我们今天住在一个充满了混乱以及痛苦的世界。
And even some people, the family is in just chaos.
我们可以知道，有些人的家庭其实也是一个混乱。
Some people, their heart is in chaos.
他们有些人的心中也是一团混乱。
Why they're suffering?
为什么他们在受苦？
Not because the society did not provide us enough resources.
并不是因为这个社会没有给我们足够的资源。
It's because that human has sinned.
而是因为人犯了罪。
We fall short of the glory of God.
我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
When you sin, you're not only sinning against yourself.
因为当你犯罪，并不是对自己犯罪。
It's not only making yourself, putting yourself into trouble.
并不是只有把你自己放在一个麻烦的一个状态。
Whenever you commit a sin, actually, you are owing God a debt.
其实我们每次犯罪都是亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because you fall short of His glory.
因为我们亏缺了他的荣耀。
Let's look at Romans.
我们看罗马书。
Romans chapter 5.
我们看罗马书五章。
Chapter 5 verse 12.
罗马书五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
罗马书五章十二节，十二节，这就如罪是从一人入了世界。死就是从罪来的，所以死就临到了众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Here tells us this step applies to all human beings.
这里告诉我们，众人都有罪。
No one can be spared about it.
没有人是没有罪的。
Because sin entered the world through one man.
因为罪由一人入了世界。
That man is the first human being, Adam.
这个人就是第一个人类亚当。
So from then on, sin has control over everyone.
就从那个时候开始，罪就控制了世界上的众人。
Just pass on generation to generation.
这个债就从一代传到下一代。
Just like if your parent owe a lot of debts.
就好像你的父母假设欠了很多的债。
They cannot pay.
他们如果付不清。
And of course, the loan shark all the financial institution can go after you. You, your next generation have to pay.
那这些贷款的银行或是高利贷就会来找他们的儿女来负债。
They just keep pursuing you.
他们会一直来追讨这个欠款。
Nowadays you may think that no, I have not committed any sin.
那可能现在你觉得我没有犯什么罪。
I was never put into prison.
我没有被关到监狱里。
I never murder or never kill anyone.
我没有犯过谋杀的罪。
I never steal people's things.
我没有偷窃过。
How can you say I'm a sinner?
你怎么可以说我是一个罪人呢？
You Christian always say if you don't believe God, you are a sinner.
因为为什么基督老是说，如果你不信耶稣，那你就是个罪人呢？
Yes, of course. In terms of Canadian law, maybe you are a perfect citizen. You didn't break anything.
当然，以加拿大律法来说，可能我们是真的不是个罪人，因为我们并没有犯什么律法。
In Canada, many things are legal right now, right?
因为在现在在加拿大很多东西都是合法的。
You use marijuana could be legal now.
你现在如果抽大麻也是合法。
Same-sex marriage is legal now.
同性婚姻也是合法。
U.S. now last week was made legal, proclaimed by the Supreme Court.
那最近美国也是让同性婚姻来合法。
But whatever is legal on earth doesn't mean it's right in God's eyes.
但在这个世界上合法的事情，并不代表在神的眼中也是合法的。
Yes, maybe you never do great sin and never put into prison.
可能当然我们在这个世界上并没有犯什么大罪，没有被关到。
But what is sin?
但是什么是罪？
Sin is if you don't reflect God's glory.
罪就是如果我们没有办法反射出神的荣耀。
And that means if you don't live according to the life that God wants you to live.
也就是说，我们没有过一个神希望我们过的人生。
That is already sin in God's eyes.
那在神眼中，这就是犯罪。
So we owe God so much.
所以我们欠神很多。
And the debt piles up.From generation to a generation.
每一代每一代都欠了更多的债。
And now look at our society.
我们现在看我们这个世界。
Why people are not happy?
为什么人不开心？
Why marriage are not in harmony?
为什么很多婚姻并不和谐？
Why family is not in peace?
为什么很多家庭并不美满？
Why society is so selfish?
为什么这个社会这么自私？
It's all because of the debt of sin.
都是因为这罪的债。
Nobody can pay it by himself.
没有人可以自己把这个债还清。
There's only one way to pay it.
只有一个方法可以把这个债可以还债。
Who can pay it?
谁可以还债呢？
We cannot pay it.
我们自己没有办法。
Only our God could pay for us.
只有我们神可以为我们还这个债。
That debt belongs to him.
这个债是归他的。
Only if he decided, okay, I'm going to write off your debts, I'm going to cancel a debt, or I'm going to pay it for you, then that can be solved.
因为这个债如果没有人愿意把它付清的话，那债就永远在那里。
This is not possible for us.
我们没有办法自己还清这个债。
But it's possible for God.
但神可以我们还清。
Let Jesus make a parable.
耶稣曾经讲了一个比喻。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
我们现在翻开马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Verse 23.
马太福音十八章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 23.
马太福音十八章二十三节，天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账。二十四节才算的时候，有人带了一个欠一千万银子的人来。二十五，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女，并一切所有的都卖了偿还。二十六节，那仆人就伏伏拜他说：“主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。”二十七节，那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Jesus here make a parable about the kingdom of heaven.
这里主耶稣讲了一个天国的比喻。
In the kingdom of heaven, it's like a king have to settle the debts with his.If it's a servant.
这里说天国就好像一个王要和他仆人算账。
Now, we don't know why, we don't know how, but this servant of him, particular servant, owe him so much debt.
我们不知道为什么这个人欠他这么多钱。
He says 1,000 talents.
这里说欠了一千万两银子。
We can just imagine this is 100 years of wages.
我们可以想象说就是一千年的工价。
100年的工价。Can you add up? Okay, you can sit down and calculate how much do you earn every year, and you times 100, and possibly it's this amount.
我们可以假设说，我们算一下，我们每年赚多少钱，乘以一百，就是大概欠的钱。
So if you owe this amount, could you ever be able to pay it?
如果我们欠了这么多钱，我们还得清吗？
Even though you work 24 hours a day, every 7 days a week, you will not pay off this kind of amount of debt.
就说我们一天二十四小时都工作，一个礼拜工作七天，也还不了这些钱。
Now, of course, we can in our society.There's something we can do. It's called declare bankruptcy, right? But in ancient time, there's no such thing as called declaring bankruptcy.
当然，在现在这个社会，我们还可以申请破产，但是在以前的社会是没有这种事情。
In the ancient time, if you fail to pay up your debt, they'll lock you up, or they'll sell you as a slave, sell your children, sell your wife, at least to get something off.
那以前的社会假设你欠了钱还不了钱的话，那他们可能会把你关起来，然后把你和你的家人的儿女都把它变卖了。
Maybe sell your way off to a prostitute to become a maid servant, sell your children to be a child labor.
就可能把你当成奴隶卖了，可能去当仆人。
And then of course sell you off too.
然后你自己本人也会被卖掉。
Now this servant is pleading the master.
在这里我们看到这个仆人在匍匐在地。
He asked him, please, I cannot pay.
他求这个他的主人说他付不清这
钱。I know I owe you so much. I don't know how I get here, but I just couldn't pay it right now.
他知道他欠了很多钱，但他也不知道为什么他欠了这么多钱。
He tells his master.
他告诉他的主人。
You look at me. Please have pity on me.
你看着我，然后宽容我。
If you sell me, my children have no father.
如果你把我卖了，那我的小孩就没有父亲。
If you sell my wife, my children have no mother.
如果你把我妻子卖了，那我小孩就没有母亲。
If you sell my children, they become orphan. They become childless.
但是如果你把我小孩卖了的话，他们就成为孤儿。
He said, please, master.
他说求你宽容我。
You are so rich, you are so glorious. Can you please cancel my debt?
你这么富有，你这么充满了荣耀。
So miraculously, this master, this king agreed to just cancel the debt.
然后这个主人就动了慈心，免了他的债。
This happened, really. This is the exact happened things.
这就这样的记载。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的耶稣。
Actually, he is God.
我们主耶稣基督他是神。
God loves us so much.
神爱我们。
He knows that we couldn't pay the sin of debt.
他知道我们，还不了这罪的债。
The only way is he came down on earth.
我只有一个方法，就是他亲自到这个世界。
He shed his blood.
他为我们舍了宝血。
Died on the cross.
他为我们死在十字架上。
He paid the price himself.
他为我们欠了，才还了这个债。
So that we would not owe God.
我们为对神来说就没有欠了这死的罪。
Due the debt.
这是唯一一个可以解决罪的方法。
Asking, depending on the mercy of God.
就是只能靠着神的。
If you believe in Him, this debt can be cancelled.
如果你真的信他的话，那罪就可以被清光。
Brother and sister, this is very wonderful grace of God.
这个弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常美好的恩典。
No matter how much you owe bank or the creditor or the loan shark or whatever you own.
不管你欠了银行或欠高利贷多少钱
，The debt you owe compared to God, that amount is so small.
不管你欠了多少钱，假设跟我们跟神欠的债比起来的话，那实在不算什么。
Your life owned to God.
我们的生命是神的。
We owe God so much.
我们欠神实在太多。
But God canceled our debts.
但是神已经为我们还清这个罪债。
So we have to understand this point, brother and sister.
我们必须要了解这一点。
After the Second World War.
在第二次世界大战之后
，Germany, we know Nazi Germany was defeated.
我们知道，纳粹德国纳粹被打败。
And then their country was in big trouble.
他们那个时候国家就很大的问题。
Because they owe so much money, so much debts.
因为他们欠了很多人很多钱。
All the industry, all the factory were destroyed.
所有的工厃都已经
And the people were suffering.
被毁了，然后那个人民都在受苦。
At that time, Germany owed so much foreign debt.
那个时候，德国欠了很多很多国债。
So tens of billions of dollars at that time.
那个时候欠了好几百亿。
So the country cannot continue to run.
那个时候呢，他就没有办法再继续运转这个国家。
The currency collapsed, almost collapsed.
他们德国马克几乎已经没有办法继续下去。
But at that time, U.S. had a plan called a Marshall Plan.
那个时候，美国有一个计划。
And that is to help Germany.
就是要帮助德国。
How do they help Germany?
怎么帮助德国呢
？Actually, they help Germany by funding so much money, tens of billions of dollars, and help them financially.
他们帮助德国方式就借他们很多的钱，让他们可以再次的。
It is indirectly paying the debts.
也就是说，其实帮他们还了这个债。
And then cancel the rest of it.
然后剩下的就算了，就不用还了。
So that after the war, Germany can quickly come back and then continue to grow.
所以在战争之后，德国才可以再次的慢慢建立。
Because when the debt is so much, you cannot ask them to pay. There's no way they can manage it.
因为当这个债欠这么多的时候，你知道这根本是不可能可以把还清。
You cannot even pay the interest.
连利息都付不起了。
No matter how much you cut it, you cannot even pay the interest.
不管我们把这债砍掉多少，你连利息都付不起。
If you owe money to loan shark, you cannot survive. Why? Because you cannot even match the payment of the interest.
那就好像我们欠高利贷钱一样，我们连利息都付不出来。
Our debt to sin is just like owing to loan. Just like loan shark.
我们这个罪债其实就跟这欠高利贷钱一样。
We cannot change ourselves.
因为我们没有办法改变自己。
Every day we commit sin.
我们每天都在犯罪。
Our thinking.
我们的想法, 我们的思考,
our deeds,
我们的行为,
we owe God so much.
我们都欠神,
unless God is willing to cancel our sin,
除非神愿意还清我们的罪债,
and use His blood to wash us away,
然后用他的宝血把我们的罪洗净,
and then after He washed us away, wash the sins away,
当他帮我们把宝用他的宝血把我们的罪洗净之后,
we will no longer owe any debts.
我们就不再欠债了.
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们现在翻罗马书八章.
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章.
Verse 12.
罗马书八章十二节.
Romans chapter 8, verse 12.
罗马书八章十二节. 弟兄们，这样看来, 我们并不是欠肉体的债, 去顺从肉体活着.
Verse 13.
十三节. 你们若顺从肉体活着, 必要死, 若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行, 必要活着.
Now our debt is already canceled in Lord Jesus Christ.
这里告诉我们, 我们在神中欠的债已经还清了,
because Jesus' blood washed our sins away.
因为神的宝血把我们罪洗净,
so we no more owing the debt of the flesh.
所以我们现在已经不欠肉体的债,
but you should not go back and borrow again. You should not go back and put yourself in trouble again.
当然我们不能再继续顺从肉体,
if you go back to commit sin,
我们又继续犯罪,
if you go back to your old life,
我们又回到我们以前的生活,
then nobody can help you anymore.
那已经没有人可以再帮你了.
So Jesus releases from the sin.
所以这里告诉我们耶稣让我们,
you have to live according to the Spirit to put to death the evil deeds of life.
这告诉我们要靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行.
No more owing the debt of sin.
我们就不再欠着罪债.
If your body tells you to do something against God's will,
如果我们肉体让我们犯罪,
if your eyes want you to see something that against God's will,
如果我们的眼睛想要看那犯罪的事情,
if you have anger, you have hatred, those are the debt of sin.
那就是罪债.
You tell yourself, no, I'm not going to owe it again.
你要告诉,
release me.
神已经释放了我.
I'm not going to be in debt anymore.
我不会.
In the book of Romans, or Paul mentioned,
这里在罗马书里面第二种债,
is the debt of love.
就是这情欲的债.
The love, 爱的债.
Oh, 爱的债.
The debt of love.
就是我们这是爱的债.
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
我们翻开罗马书13章.
Chapter 13, verse 8.
罗马书三章八节.
13, verse 8.
罗马书三章八节. 凡事都不可亏欠人, 唯有彼此相爱, 要常以为亏欠, 因为爱人的, 就完全了律法.
Here, Paul mentioned to us that we shall not take advantage or fall short of each other.
这里告诉我们, 我们不可以亏欠人.
But we should rather love each other.
要彼此相爱.
Using the mentality as you are owing others.
我们要用我们欠别人钱这样子的想法.
Now, we know that in a human interaction, we know that when people are doing something good to us, we owe them a favor.
我们知道在日常相处当中, 如果我们为我们办了一件事情, 我们就知道我们欠他们一个人情.
For example, people help us, then you have to help them back.
就好像有人帮助你, 你可能在未来就要帮助他.
For example, if people treat you a meal, and next time you remember that, okay, maybe it's your turn, you should treat the person.
就有人带你出去吃饭, 那你可能就想下一次换我请他吃饭.
Because you always receive favor, but at the same time, you owe people favor.
所以当别人帮你办事情, 或者对你好的时候, 你就这个时候欠了别人的人情债.
Now, Bible tells us as a Christian, we have to love each other.
这里圣经告诉我们, 身为一个基督徒, 我们要彼此相爱.
But how do we love each other?
那如何彼此相爱呢?
What kind of mentality should we have?
我们要怎么样的想法呢?
Our mentality should be, we love each other because we owe the others.
我们应该要想说我们彼此, 我们只是在同一个教会,
we see each other once a week.
我每个礼拜看到对方,
I don't really know him or her that well.
我其实也不太知道他这个人是怎么样的.
Why should I care?
我为什么要在乎呢?
I know I should care about my family.
我当然知道我要在乎我的家人.
I know I should love my children.
我知道我应该爱我的儿女.
But why should I care about others?
那为什么我要在乎这些其他的?
I didn't owe them, right?
我又不欠他们什么.
Actually,
圣经说我们有亏欠他们.
Why? Because you owe them.
为什么呢?
Because we owe Jesus.
因为我们有亏欠耶稣.
If you own Jesus,
如果我们,
if you owe Jesus,
如果我们有亏欠耶稣的话,
of course we owe Jesus, right?
当然我们都是有亏欠耶稣的.
We just proved that we receive so much grace from Lord Jesus.
因为我们刚才才讲到说我们从耶稣那里得到了很多的恩典.
You have to pray back to Jesus.
我们就必须要尝试的要付清这个债款.
Jesus loves us so much.
耶稣爱我们.
You have to love Jesus.
我们就必须爱耶稣.
But where is Jesus?
那怎么样怎么爱耶稣?
Where is Jesus now?
耶稣现在到底在哪？
You cannot even see him.
我们根本看不到他。
Of course, you know he is there.
当然我们知道耶稣是存在的。
But he is not a human being sitting beside you.
但是他并不是一个人类坐在我们当中。
He don't eat your food.
他又不吃我们的东西。
He didn't need your help.
他也不需要我们的帮助。
But how can we love and repay Jesus then?
那我们要怎么爱耶稣来还清这个罪债呢？
You have to love and pay it on those who belongs to him.
那就是要爱那些同样归属耶稣的人。
This is a very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
So that's why today we're living in this life.
那就像我们今天这个生活在这过活。
Especially in a church.
由于在教会当中。
Or the family.
在家庭当中
we use this mentality of we must repay each other, we must repay others so that I want to repay the love of God.
我们必须要有这样的观念，这个观念就是我们要还清欠耶稣的债，那我们就要坐在其他人身上。
Let's look at an example.
我们现在看个例子。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
我们放在路加福音八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音八章。
Luke chapter 8, verse 1 to 3.
路加福音八章一到三节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 1 to 3.
路加福音八章一到三节。过了不多日，耶稣周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的福音。和他同去的有十二个门徒，还有被恶鬼所缚、被疾病所累、已经治好的几个妇女，内中称为抹大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从他身上赶出来，又有西律家宰若苦撒的妻子约雅拿，并苏撒拿和好些别的妇女，都是用自己的财物供耶稣和门徒。
He mentioned about that during Jesus' ministry.Besides the 12 disciples around, actually there is quite a few women who have been following Lord Jesus Christ.
所以告诉我们，在耶稣到处传道的时候，跟随他的并不是只有十二个门徒，还有一些他所医治的妇女。
There's a couple of person called Mary.
所以有告诉我们，有个叫玛利亚的。
And these people, these women, they use their own money to support.
所以告诉我们，这些妇女用自己的财物。
Because Jesus.He didn't have a worldly work, a job during his ministry.
因为在耶稣传道的时候，他没有工作。
And no income.
所以没有工作就没有收入。
And all the disciples, they have put aside their fishing boat and followed Jesus. They also had no income.
那所有的门徒也把他们生活的工作放到一边，跟随耶稣一样也没有收入。
So what do they eat? What does the money come from?
那他们要怎么维持自己的生活呢？
Here said there are some women.Who support Jesus' ministry.
这也告诉我们有一些妇女拿自己的财物来攻击耶稣和门徒。
Why do they do that?
为什么他们这样做呢？
Especially there's one woman mentioned here. It's called Mary Magdalene.
这里特别强调一个叫抹大拉的玛利亚的
女妇女。The Bible said she loved Jesus so much.
圣经告诉我们这个女人，这个妇女真的爱耶稣。
To help Jesus' ministry.
她跟帮助耶稣的传道。
And when Jesus was resurrected, they are the first one. She is one of the first one to go to the tomb and try to see Jesus and also bring the perfume to Jesus' body.
那这个妇人也就是在耶稣复活的时候第一个到达现场的人，她也曾经拿香膏抹耶稣。
Of course, she didn't succeed, but actually she has the heart.
当然她并没有成功看到耶稣，但是她有那个心。
But here mentioned that Mary Magdalene, she had seven demons cast out from her body.
这告诉我们这个抹大拉的玛利亚曾经有七个鬼从她身上赶出来。
Why Mary Magdalene loved Jesus so much?
为什么这个妇女如此爱耶稣？
Because Jesus loved her so much and helped her to cast out the demon.
因为耶稣也爱她，帮她把她身上的鬼赶出来。
If a person has one demon in their body,
如果一个人身上有一只鬼，
already he or she will suffer.
这个人就会受很多苦。
Can you imagine one person but seven demons fighting, living inside her body?
我们要想象，如果一个人身上有七只鬼，天天在他体内。
In the past, I've saw a sister who was possessed by demon.
曾经我看过有一个姐妹被鬼附着。
When she screamed, you just feel, just comparable to the movie, right?
她当她受鬼折磨的时候，她尖叫的时候，其实就跟电影里面演的是一样。
Sometimes she talk like a man, even though she is a woman.
有时候她讲话是男人的声音，虽然她是个女人。
And the eyes so fierce, just like a beast.
你可以看到她眼神非常凶恶，跟野兽一样。
She was only possessed by one demon.
那个时候她其实只有被一只鬼附着。
But thank God, in the name of Jesus, was cast out.
那后来我们用借耶稣的圣名帮她把鬼赶出去。
So Mary Magdalene must have understood how it felt being possessed by demon.
那我们看这玛利亚这里被鬼附着，
So it's decided from now on, my life have to serve Jesus.
可能那个时候他就决定他的他已经立志他的人生就是要服侍耶稣。
My life have to serve the disciple and help them to preach the gospel so that more people can be saved.
他已经立志他的人生就是要帮助耶稣和门徒，让他们可以继续传道，让更多人来相信。
I owe it to Jesus. I owe it to God. That's why my life have to repay.
他亏欠了神，亏欠了耶稣，所以他现在尝试着要还清。
This kind of owing mentality is very important.
这种亏欠的观念非常的重要。
You help Jesus, you help the church, you do holy work because you repay a debt.
我们为神做工，为教会做圣工，因为我们想要付清这个罪债。
Let me make it clear one more time.
我们再重新强调这一点。
When you serve in the church,
当我们在教会服侍的时候,
when you do holy work,
当我们做圣工,
you are not doing God a favor.
我们并不是在为帮神的忙。
Don't think that you are doing a church a favor.
我们不要想说我们其实在帮教会一个忙。
Sometimes you think, oh, especially when the church asks you, 你可以帮忙吗? Can you help doing church a favor?
尤其是当教会有人来跟你说你可以帮教会这个忙吗?
Actually, this is not the right concept.
这其实不是正确的观念。
You are not doing God a favor.
我们并不是在帮神的忙。
If you can do anything,
如果我们什么都能做,
you are only repaying your debt to Jesus.
我们如果什么都能做, 那其实我们只是在还清这个欠债。
If you are helping brother and sister,
那我们在帮助其他的弟兄姐妹,
you are repaying your debt to Jesus.
我们只是想要，我们是在还清这个罪债，不是罪债，这个爱的债。
Because Jesus loves you so much,
因为耶稣爱我们,
you owe him so much.
我们欠耶稣很多。
Even you give out everything, you never repay 100%.
就算我们把我们全部的献出来，也没有办法完全的还清。
But I just try to do my best.
我们只能尝试着做到最好。
So brother and sister, we must change our concept.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们必须换掉我们的观念。
You are not doing God a favor.
我们并不是在帮神的忙。
You're not doing the church a favor.
我们也不是在帮教会的忙。
You have no choice.
我们没有其他的选择。
You have to repay.
我们必须要还清神的爱。
Because we owe God so much.
我们欠神太多。
That's why in Romans chapter 8 here.
所以在就在罗马书,
Romans chapter 13 here.
罗马书13章这里,
you have to love each other as you as owe each other.
我们要彼此相爱，像常亏欠对方一样。
This concept is also applied to the family.
这个在家庭里面也一样可以来应用。
This concept can apply to marriage.
也可以在婚姻里面应用。
Why our relationship always is in trouble?
为什么跟别人的关系常常不好?
Why?
为什么呢?
Because we always think that people owe us.
因为我们常觉得别人亏欠了我们。
Isn't it?
是吗?
Look at you and your spouse.
我们看一下我们跟我们的配偶。 都是在抱怨。
Oh, compared to other women, she's not good.
跟我们把她跟其他的人比较，发现自己的不好。
A woman so gentle, so beautiful.
不要跟其他的女人比较，说你看别人比较美，比较温柔。
And the sister come down to complain about the husband.
然后呢，可能这姐妹也会抱怨这个弟，她丈夫。
Look at others. She's not doing enough.
然后你可以看，你就把自己的丈夫跟别人比较，看到觉得自己的丈夫做的实在不够。
We always think the other side owe us.
我们常常觉得另一对方欠了我们。
You have to do better because you owe me.
你应该做更多，因为你欠了我。
But actually, nobody owe you anything.
但其实没有人欠我们什么。
Isn't it? In this world, nobody owe you anything.
在这个世界上，并没有谁欠你什么。
If you use this mentality to live in this world, you will be a failure.
因为假设你用这样的价值观在这个世界上生活的话，那你就不可能成功。
Your marriage will not succeed.
你的婚姻就不可能成功。
You should think the otherwise.
我们必须要用另一种方法思考。
No, my spouse didn't owe me. I owe him or her.
我们应该要想说，我们配偶并没有欠我们什么，是我们欠他们。
I have to do better.
我们应该做得更好。
When I say my marriage vow, I say something that I haven't done yet.
当我在发婚誓的时候。 我还有一些事情并没有做。
I have to do better.
我必须要做得更好。
I owe my family better.
我欠的我家庭，我应该可以做得更好。
Look at parents and children relationship.
我们看父母跟儿女的相处。
Why today children are so difficult to raise and they're so difficult to teach?
为什么我们看现在小孩这么难把他好好教养长大？
They're so rebellious and they're so selfish.
非常的叛逆，非常的自私。
Why?
为什么呢？
Look at nowadays this generation. Generation of children are very selfish.
我们可以看到这个世代的小孩是非常的自私的。
They receive so much love.
他们得到很多的爱。
Especially if it is one child.
尤其是假设是独子的家庭。
If you are not careful, if the parents are not careful.
如果这家父母没有注意的话。
The parents love them.
的父母给他们很多
爱。Both sides, grandparents love them.
然后是双方的祖父母也给他们很多
爱。All the love they receive.
他们一个人得到这么多的爱。
But when they grow up, they can be very selfish.
但是他们长大可能是非常自私的。
Why? Sometimes they can happen.
为什么这样的事情会发生呢？
Because when we raise the kids, we tell them, "Oh, parent, I owe you something, right? Oh, yeah."
因为当我们在教养他们的时候，我们会让他们觉得是父母欠他们的。
Or the child think that, "Oh, you know, your parent, you owe me."
或者是这样，然后这个小孩就会觉得父母本来就欠他。
You have to give me the best.
你要本来就要给我最好的。
Because I deserve it.
因为我本来就需要得到这些。
This is a wrong concept.
这是一个错误的观念。
If you are a parent today,
如果你今天是个父母。
If your child is still young,
如果你小孩还很小。
You still have hope.
你还有机会。
You tell your children,
你告诉你的小孩。
I don't owe you anything.
我不欠你什么。
When you grow up, I don't owe you anything.
你长大，我实在不欠你什么。
Isn't it?
不是这样吗？
You don't owe your children anything.
你不欠你的小孩。
If you are young people,
如果你是个年轻的人
，Tell yourself your parent didn't owe you anything.
告诉我们自己，我们的父母不欠我们的。
But rather you owe your parents.
而是我们欠我们的父母很多。
Because they love you so much.
因为他们爱我们。
They have given us so much.
他已经给我们了很多。
You still owe them a lot.
我们还欠他们良多。
So if everyone, when we live in this world, in church and family, have the concept of actually nobody owe me, but I owe people.
如果在这个社会上的人，在教会里面的人都有这样的想法，都不是别人亏欠我们，是我们亏欠了他人。
I have to do better.
我们必须要做得更好。
Because of God.
因为神的关系。
Then your relationship will be so good with anyone.
那你就会发现你跟别人的关系都非常的好。
So this is a secret.
这是其实是一个秘诀。
So we have to repay the debts of love, loving each other.
我们必须要还清这亏欠对方这个爱的债。
Thirdly,
第三点
，we have to repay the debts of preaching the gospel.
第三点就是我们要还清要传福音的债。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
我们翻开罗马书一章。
Romans chapter 1 verse 14.
罗马书一章十四节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 14.
罗马书一章十四节，无论是希腊人、话外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
15.
十五节，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
Paul in this letter to Romans, he mentioned about his wish and willingness to go to Rome to see the brother and sister.
在保罗在罗马书里面有提到说，他想要去罗马继续拜访那里的弟兄姐妹。
Because when he wrote this book in about AD 57 to 58, he have never visited Rome yet.
因为在他写罗马书的时候，他还没有拜访过罗马。
And he knows that Rome is the capital of the Roman Empire.
他知道罗马是罗马帝国的首都。
If he can go to Rome, that means he can have chance to meet any different kind of people.In the Roman Empire.
他知道如果他到罗马的话就可以有办法接触到各形各色的人种。
There are few kind of people there.
那有很多不同的人。
Of course, there are Greek.
这里告诉我们有希腊人。
Or they are barbarian, that means they are non-Greek, they don't speak Greek.
也还有一些不是希腊人的人。
Or maybe they are Jew, and he doesn't care. As long as he can go to Rome, he can preach to different kind of people.
这个当然他不管这些，只要他能到罗马，他就可以跟这些人传福音。
So he was thinking, I have to go there.
所以他就想我要到罗马去。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I owe all of them debts of the gospel.
因为他说他欠他们福音的债。
Wow, this is a very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
You owe someone around you the debt of the gospel.
我们欠我们附近的人这个福音的债。
Unless you have tried to preach to him or her, you mentioned God to them.
除非我们已经有尝试着为他们传福音，跟他们说神的道理。
They may believe or they may reject, doesn't matter.
他们可能相信，可能会不相信，那不管。
You have to preach.
我们必须要传福音。
You have to mention it.
我们必须要提到这点。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
我翻开哥林多前书。
Chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章。
Verse 16.
哥林多前书九章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16.
哥林多前书九章十六节，我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。
Verse 17.
十七节，我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
Paul he himself was not a Christian before.
保罗他自己以前并不是基督徒。
He was the one who persecuting Christians.
他是那个逼迫基督徒的。
But when the Lord have chosen him,
但是当神拣选他的时候
，his life perspective has changed.
他的人生完全的改变。
No more things is important to him anymore.
这个世界上的事情，这就是世界上的事情，除了耶稣，并没有了重要的事情了。
Jesus is the most precious treasure.
对他来说，耶稣是最珍贵的珍宝。
Jesus give him life.
因为耶稣给他生命。
Jesus give him salvation.
给他救恩。
So Jesus is the most important thing in his life.
在他人生中，耶稣是最重要的。
But now he is entrusted this gospel.
但这里福音已经托付给他。
He said, "If I don't mention it, I'll be in trouble."
他说，如果我不传福音，就有祸了。
Woe to me, I'll be in trouble.
他就有祸了。
Because God will ask.
因为神会问他。
I have given you this gospel.
我已经把这福音交给你。
I have chosen you.
我已经拣选了你。
I've given you the Holy Spirit.
我已经给你了圣灵。
Why you keep silent?Before other people.
为什么在其他人面前不说话?
Why in front of your friend you never want to mention your faith?
为什么在你朋友前面你都不想要提到这福音?
When you talk business, when you talk stocks, when you talk golf, when you talk TV show, you can talk so much.
你在你朋友前面可能可以讨论股市、讨论财经、讨论电影。
But you fail, you're never able to mention my name in your friend's house.
但是你从来就在你朋友家里不提耶稣的名字。
Or you never mention about your faith to your friends.
或是你也不让你的朋友知道你的信仰。
We have a brother.
我们有一个弟兄。
Who came to believe in TJC in his old age.
在他很年老的时候来信主。
Wow, he was very blessed.
他是一个非常大得祝福的人。
He never think that in his old age he can come to know Jesus.
他从来没有想过在他年老的时候还有机会来信主。
But thank God, God has chosen him.
但是感谢神，神拣选了他。
And one day he met a church brother from overseas.
有一天他遇到海外另外一个弟兄。
And then when they talk, they come from the same hometown.
然后他们聊天才发现他们其实是来自于同一个地方。
Wow, they're so happy.
他们很开心。
And then from the conversation, he learned that actually that brother, when he was young, he was born as a TJC member already.
然后在聊天的时候发现这个海外来的弟兄在小的时候就已经受洗了。
They go to the same high school.
他们去同一个高中。
And then the old brother think, if you have preached to me like 50 years ago earlier, it would be different.
那个年老的弟兄就想说，假设五十年前你可以对我传福音的话，那现在很多事情都会不一样。
At least my children may be in the church today.
可能我今天我的小孩就会在教会里面。
My life, I will know Jesus earlier.
我的人生我会早一点知道耶稣。
But thank God, at least in his old age, he's in the true church.
但是感谢主，我现在已经在教会里了。
But is it possible that if we fail to preach and people miss some chance?
但是是不是当我们如果这个没有传福音的话，是不是有些人就错过他的机会？
So we owe the debt to them.
我们欠这些人债。
So think about this: if you have a really good friend,
我们要想一下，我们如果有一个很好的朋友。
If you have a relative,
如果我们有亲戚。
I suggest to all of you.
我在这建议你们。
At least preach to them once.
至少要为他们传福音一次。
At least once. At least mention Jesus to them. At least mention the truth to them one time.
至少提到耶稣，提到真理一次。
At least invite them to come to church one time.
至少邀请他们来教会一次。
Just one time is not too much.
一次而已，没有很多。
If he refuses you or she refuses you.
如果对方不想要的话。
If he tells you, "Oh, don't talk about religion to me."
如果他们告诉你，我们不要谈信仰的事情。
Okay, you're free.
那你就自由了。
You don't owe them anything.
你就不亏欠他们什么了。
In the future, if they cannot resist salvation, it's them to reject us.
如果我们在未来他们没有得到没有得救的话，那就是他们自己的问题。
But if you know them for so many years,
但如果你已经认识他们很多年，
you don't even invite them to come to our church once.
如果你连根本不想邀请他们来我们教会，
you never talk about your faith to them.
你也不想提到关于你信仰的事情。
This debt is still on you.
那你就还欠这个福音的债。
So we have to repay this debt.
我们必须要还这个债。
Wherever we go.
不管我们去哪。
Paul is just like that.
保罗就像这样。
Wherever he go, he preached the gospel.
他不管到哪里去，就要传福音。
Even though when he was arrested.
就算他被捕。
He was defending himself in the synagogue or in the courthouse.
或是他在会堂里面分辩。
Even though he is defending himself, he preached the gospel.
就算他其实在为自己分辩，他也是在传福音。
He didn't care. People mock at him. People say, "Wow, you're crazy."
他不管别人在讥笑他，或者说他其实疯了。
When people say you're crazy, you talk like that.
因为甚至有人跟他说你是不是疯了。
I'm not crazy.
他说我其实没有疯。
He just keep preaching.
他就是一直在传福音。
That's why he can bring so many to Christ.
那就是为什么他这样的人可以带很多人来耶稣。
Get yourself ready, all the leaflet in your pocket.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们必须要常常准备好，我们口袋里要有传单。
What do you share in your Facebook?
我们在 Facebook 上面是分享什么？
What do you share in your WeChat?
我们在微博是在讨论分享什么？
Or WhatsApp or whatever.
或者在其他的app 的讨论什么。
Some people, go to take a meal, have a big meal, all the food.
很多人是吃大餐呢，就喜欢照相。
Nowadays we say that who eat first? The cell phone eat first, right?
有时候我们就问说，那谁先开始吃饭？都是你的相机先开始。
And then after they eat the food, wow, post it online.
然后吃完之后就把这个贴到网上。
They really worry that people don't know what they eat on that day.
那个人非常，你会很担心的，其他人不知道你那一天到底吃了什么。
To be honest, don't ever post food anymore. Nobody care what you eat.
其实我跟你讲，
right?
没有人在乎你到底吃了什么，就不用贴这种照片了。
Some people say, oh, go to vacation, take a lot of vacation picture there.
或是有人去度假也喜欢照那度假的照片。
And then lie on the beach and take the picture of the feet.
或是躺在海滩上呢，照自己的脚。
Don't post, as a Christian, don't post those kind of picture anymore.
我们身为一个基督徒，不要再贴这样的照片。
Nobody care where you go for holiday.
因为没有人管，没有人在乎你到底是不是去度假。
Nobody care about the beaches you've been there, it's very, very, very nice.
没有人在乎你去的那个海滩是不是很美。
Yeah, this is your own matter.
因为这是你自己的事情。
If you want to share in the social media,
我们想要在这个媒体上分享。
Why don't you share our church website, our testimony, our sermon?
我们应该要分享我们教会的见证，教会的讲道。
And then the Bible scripture.
或是圣经的章节。
If you want to share something more meaningful.
如果我们想要分享，我们要分享一些比较有意义的事情。
Let people know that you are a Christian.
让大家知道我们是基督徒。
Let people know that you are different.
让大家知道我们不一样。
Let people know that you are the children of God.
让大家知道我们是神的儿女。
So don't waste time on sharing meaningless things.
所以我们不要再花时间分享这些没有用的东西。
You look at your past posts or sharing, right? You share all those here, but you never share that you the most wonderful things that you receive.
我们如果看一下我们以前呢分享的历史，我们看我们分享各样的东西，可是从来没有提过这最重要的。
Share something which can save people.
我们应该分享可以救人的东西。
Share something that you can give glory to God.
我们要分享那可以带给神荣耀的东西。
Otherwise, you don't even share. Don't waste time on the social media.
不然的话，就不要再浪费时间了。
So three debts that we have to deal with.
这里有没有三种债？
We have to deal with the debt of sin.
我们要 解决罪债的问题。
We have to believe in Jesus.
我们要信神。
By faith we are justified.
因信称义。
And then our sins can be washed away by His blood.
那我们的罪就因着神的宝血可以洗净。
Don't go back to sin. Don't be in debt anymore.
然后不要再回归那犯罪的道路。
Secondly, the debt of owing each other's love.
第二点就是互相亏欠对方的爱的债。
We have to treat other better.
我们必须要对别人更好。
Because you owe God.
因为我们欠神,
you have to do that better.
我们必须要对别人更好。
Thirdly, we owe them the debts of the gospel.
第三点，我们欠福音的债。
Spiritual convocation is coming in 2 months' time.
灵恩布道会在2个月就要到了。
Start praying and start preaching.
我们要开始祷告，开始传福音。
Bring in truth seekers.
我们开始带慕道者来。
When you are debt free, you will be peaceful.
当你没有欠债的时候，你会觉得自己很平安。
Let's sing him.
唱诗。
52.
52首。